You know, there was a lot of discussion about a trial like that. I know the NSABP was talking about it at one point. It kind of seems like the cooperative groups have gotten more interest in the issue of lapatinib or lapatinib plus trastuzumab. Is that your take?
Well, I think that always there is interest when you have a newer molecule. The question is that there are a number of studies which are going to address the question. That first question is the drug as good as trastuzumab? And does the drug combined with trastuzumab have reasonably good safety? And does it enhance the antitumor activity? And there are a number of neoadjuvant studies which are ongoing, are being designed to evaluate that question. And I think we will see a lot more exciting data come out in the next few years.
What about the study that was presented at ASCO looking at capecitabine versus capecitabine plus lapatinib that, you know, kind of led to the conclusion that there's a significant prolongation in progression-free survival with the lapatinib? What were your thoughts about that study, and do you have any criticism of the conclusions?
No, I think that study clearly demonstrates that lapatinib has substantial antitumor activity, and even in the second-line therapy, where bevacizumab evaluated in that type of setting actually did not show much improvement in the time to progression or higher response rate, whereas over here, addition of lapatinib with same drug substantially increased the response rates significantly higher, and control of the disease was 50% longer. So I think the drug has substantial antitumor activity, and that study design is very clean, in my judgment.
What do we know about the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab?
There is actually a study which we are doing. It is going to be a multi-institutional study in a metastatic setting right now. We are doing it, and there are other studies which are on the drawing board under review in a different type of setting. Develop what is the optimal dose of the drug lapatinib which can be safely combined, because both drugs have different toxicities. And then if you are going to do it with chemotherapy, you have to develop a combination in which these two novel agents can be combined. And then question would be, so right now we are in a process of doing a phase 1/2 type of study to determine in HER2-new positive patients that what is the optimal dose of lapatinib which can be combined.
If lapatinib were available right now to you or non-protocol treatment, how would you integrate it into your practice?
Right now, the data is in patients who have been previously treated with trastuzumab, so I would use it in those patients who have been previously treated and have become refractory.
What about the patient who's had adjuvant trastuzumab and now has relapsed sometime after stopping the trastuzumab?
Well, I think that will be another appropriate type of setting. But the thing we have learned from the previous experience, it depends on how soon the patient relapses. If a patient relapses within 4 to 6 months, then obviously that patient is resistant to trastuzumab and whatever chemotherapy she had received. But if it is 2 years or 3 years down the line, in half of the patients, even though it didn't cure the disease, you may see objective regression of the disease with the same therapies.